I want to compare between last week's parsha and this week's parsha. Last week's parsha was Parshat Tumah. This week's parsha will be Parshat Tetzaveh. If you notice, they're very similar in the beginning of the parsha. They're very similar. Tumah talks about how we must donate our money to the Beit Mikdash. Tumah means donation. Last week's parsha we read how everyone is supposed to give to Beit Mikdash and donate from their wealth, from their riches, from their money, from their gold, from the silver to Beit Mikdash. This week's parsha starts, Ve'ata titzaveh bnei Yisrael. We are commanded to also give Beit Mikdash. To give what? Who remembers? To give what? V'ikhu elecha. Hello? Shemen zayin zach katit la'alot ner tamid. We are commanded to gather money in order to pay for the oil that was used in the Beit HaMikdash on a daily routine. Ner Tamid. Here, we have a Ner Tamid here. See? It's our Ner Tamid. It's a Zecher. Like to the Ner Tamid in the Beit HaMikdash. Why last week, Parsha, when they were told to donate to the Beit HaMikdash, it was a donation, Terumah. And this week's Parsha, it's a commandment, Tetzaveh. You have to give money to Beit Midrash. The answer is so simple. If I was a rabbi of a community right now, I would use this as a great way to raise money in the community. Whenever there's a project, and you tell people you want to build a building, and we will name the building in your honor. We will dedicate a room, we will dedicate a lab, we will dedicate a kitchen, a program, a project. People are very happy to donate money. But when it comes to the upkeep, thank you. On a daily level, right, when we want to give money for the toilet cleaner and for the kitchen to be running itself and to be giving food and electricity bill and to the water bill, then people are not as excited to donate money, right? To build a shul, everyone's going to give money. But to pay for the electricity bill, not as exciting. So last week's parsha was Tumah. Everyone donate, and everyone did. This week's parsha, to keep the Ner Tamid, to pay for the oil in the Beit Mikdash, we are sometimes needed to give a commandment to give on a daily basis. The fact is that when we look at the Mishkan, the different types of Tumot donations that were given to Mikdash, some were really given, some were given like a machasita shekel, we had to give, and some we gave out of donations out of love. It's very interesting that we're now right now coming towards days when we're commanded also to give machasita shekel and also to give as perm comes matnos le'evyonim. It's really days in which we're commanded to give tzedakah, but we should also obviously give it out of our own free will and be generous in our donations. Boker tov, shavua tov, shirim will be starting at 9:15.